Exam practice 2. Exercise 4. Page 23. Text 1.
It's finally summer holiday, and that means I get a long break from school. A lot of my friends are going on holiday, while I'll be working part-time at a cafe. I really need the extra money, and this is the only way I can earn it. I want to save up for a new laptop. The money that my parents give me for my allowance isn't enough. The laptop I want to buy costs close to £650, so that means I will need to put aside all of the money I earn this summer.
Text 2.
I work at the bookshop in the city centre. The job is great. I really enjoy working there. I first started working there with hopes of saving up money, but I haven't saved anything so far. I find it difficult to save money, as I always have an unexpected expense that I can't avoid. My tablet broke, and I had to buy a new one. Every week, it seems that as much as I try to save some money, I can't, because something always comes up and I have to pay.
Text 3.
My friends and I just returned from our summer holiday. We went to Crete in Greece, which I believe has to be one of the most beautiful islands I've ever visited. It took me about a year and a half to save up money for this trip. I worked at my dad's supermarket every weekend. I never spent a penny on anything. I only wanted to work part-time so I could save up money for this trip. It was worth it, as it was the best holiday ever.
Text 4.
My smartphone fell out of my backpack yesterday and it broke. The screen cracked and it would not turn on at all. I was very upset. But then I remembered how I had saved my money when I was working as a sales assistant last summer. I broke the piggy bank and started to count my money. It wasn't enough to buy the smartphone that I really wanted, so I ended up buying something that was cheaper. I guess next time I will keep better track of the money I save.